ABCnews.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Donald Trump set to nominate Pam Bondi to lead the Justice Department now that his first choice for Attorney General, Matt Gaetz, has pulled his name from consideration. Bondi is the former Florida Attorney General and has been a longtime member of Donald Trump's inner circle. Powerful weather on either side of the country.
Millions on alert for flash floods as a powerful storm soaks the West Coast and much-needed rain in the Northeast. In Northern California, homes flooded, cars submerged as torrential rains dumped more than 17 inches.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Santa Rosa, California. A vote set for today in Texas over whether the Bible should be taught in public schools. It wouldn't be required, but districts that choose to include it in their curriculum could get more state funding. The UN warning of a stark increase in the number of Palestinians suffering from severe hunger in Gaza. In the north, aid groups say a full-blown famine is likely underway. This is ABC News. Scientists now identifying a compound found in tap water across the country. Here's ABC's Andrea Fuji.
A chemical compound found in drinking water that scientists have observed for decades has now been identified. But the question remains whether it could be toxic. Scientists published their study in the journal Science, calling the byproduct chloronitramide. It comes from chloramine, a chemical first added to water in the early 1900s that helps prevent harmful organisms in drinking water.
And while experts say this compound should be studied, there's no evidence right now that it may be harmful to humans. Another teenager from Australia has now died after drinking tainted alcohol in Laos. At least six people have died in what some are calling a poisoning of foreign tourists. The company behind Facebook and Instagram says it's cracking down on investment scams. Meta says so far this year it's cut more than 2 million scam accounts, most of them pushing cryptocurrency. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Indiana Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. It's an NBA Cup game. The Bucks hoping to improve their record during this homestand. They're 6-9 right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
There's 67 games left. You know, 67 games left. We're trending towards the right direction. We're winning at home, right? We've lost one game at home or two games? Two games at home? It's good. It's not that bad. At the end of the day, you have a lot of season left.
College hoops, the Badgers men's team in Orlando to take on Central Florida. NFL, the Packers say that Jaire Alexander has been dealing with a torn PCL in his right knee, suffered in a game 3 weeks ago. The Packers host the 49ers on Sunday. College football, the Badgers on the road to face Nebraska in their first game since firing offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Regardless of who's actually calling the plays, the progression is how you continue to evolve the offense in particular for what best fits Wisconsin.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Wicked's weekend is here, and Wicked and Gladiator have high hopes for a box office splash. Wicked is expected to be the box office winner, with Universal Studios hoping for a $100 to $110 million opener. Paramount is hoping Gladiator 2 pulls in about $65 million, which would be a healthy start for a film that cost $250 million to make. Even those healthy estimates would have this twosome fall short of Barbenheimer's opening weekend, which pulled in $235 million a year and a half ago. Actress Rosemarie DeWitt recently recently appeared on the Drew Barrymore Show and said her husband, Ron Livingston, was so despised for his role as Jack Berger on Sex and the City that he couldn't even walk in New York City without rabid fans yelling and screaming at him. Ironically, when Livingston wanders through an office, he gets constant reminders about his TPS reports. Guy can't catch a break. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 45 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a little more sunshine in the afternoon. 42 the high, then on Sunday, cloudy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
And I'm Terry Barr. Good experiences and positive emotions. Gratitude is good for you.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
You're listening.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor here, second hour. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Always good to have Cheese Curd Nick in the house, and Lisa Hale, and now Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, talking about what's going on high school football-wise in Madison. You know, Mark, we talked all season long, almost every Friday night. We just, like, knocked on wood how great the weather was, and we all said the same thing. Hope it carries over for one more week. And yesterday, it didn't. And I felt bad for the Wrightstown kids out there playing in that slop.
Yeah.
And I know both teams had to play in it.
Yep.
But it's still, it's like, ah.
Yeah. It was, you know, that light rain. You know, even they hit halftime.
And that wind.
It was kind of like, is it changing back over? And then, yeah, I talked to my mom who lives just south of Madison. She says the wind was the worst thing down here.
I mean, right, just walking down. Who was it yesterday came here? And he said, Rob Zerjeff.
Oh, yeah.
And he stepped there and goes, holy man, just trying to walk down the sidewalk here is crazy with that wind. But today we got Bayport and Notre Dame playing for state championships. That's impressive.
Yep, Notre Dame at 10 o'clock against Catholic Memorial. Should be a great showdown. And then finish up the season, 4 o'clock, Bayport. The Pirates take on Muskego, and that should be everyone could get home for a Friday and watch it on TV. And
CW 13?
I think it's CW 13. And, shameless plug to Voice of Bayport. And Chris Lehrman is a gentleman out of Bayport. He's an employee, but he does the radio with Mike Frieder.
Oh, cool.
But Chris went out and he did the state Wrightstown state game. And he also is doing Notre Dame's game today. So,
awesome.
So helping out the local folks.
And where are those carried?
So if you go to Voice of BP on Facebook,
okay,
it's a YouTube channel. It's a link that, or if you probably look up Bayport football, I think Chris is putting some things, or NEW Sports Radio.
Okay,
he's got his own. He does stuff more or less for Bayport, but come state championship time, Chris goes out and helps out so
awesome.
People can listen. Yeah, so it was great. Last night I was just getting ready and cooking dinner and in the kitchen and had the game on. And
I did one state championship game radio-wise way back. This would be like 1992. I was working for this little radio station doing Packer shows. And actually, you know where we did our Packer show? We've talked about this, the Altona.
Yeah.
And me and Yurko at the Altona Supper.
I like that place.
I love that place.
Great customer service, great buffet, right? That's what they do.
And
that draws people like Johnny and I in there.
Have you heard about their Sunday morning buffet?
Been there.
Their brunch? It's phenomenal, I've heard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. But you got to get there earlier, or else you're drinking at the bar for a while. You know what I mean? Which
got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I mean, but anyway, I did the Hilbert Wolves, their state championship game. The old Hilbert Wolves with Coach Mike Moreau. But that was a lot of fun doing a game at Camp Randall.
Yeah, it's great opportunity. And we have been blessed with this whole season and to see three teams. We almost had five teams. West Appear had an amazing season. So did the Bonneville Bears. They knocked out one of our other schools, Coleman. But it was there was a lot of great success. So it's unfortunate. Hopefully the weather stays pretty good today and three great games.
You know, I feel bad for West Appear because I wanted the state to see Patrick Grayson throw a football.
Yeah. It's
they will.
He's
yeah, they will.
Yeah, someone's going to see him.
Yeah, they will.
Hope the Badger coaches see him. Yeah. I'd take him right now over any quarterback they have in the roster.
It's tough watching Badger football.
Oh.
Yeah. So Notre Dame, do they have odds? I mean, you know, I don't bet on high school.
No, Jim, we've talked about this before.
But they won in 2003. Yeah,
there are no odds. There are no point spreads, nothing like that whatsoever.
We're dealing with high school kids.
I want the headquarters for the WIAA to know I am right vehemently ending this discussion on odds in high school sports.
Well, let's just talk about then who's favored. 2003, 2015, Notre Dame won. The same coach, different coach?
No, it's Coach Nowak.
Yep, so Coach Rader's there now.
Okay.
Got a son playing on the team. Former player, played at Wisconsin.
All right. That's such a thrill. I just really, you know, of course it's great for the other team, too, if they win. There's still time not to get down to Notre Dame, but there's still people that can head down to the game.
If you took off now, you could still make the Madison, or excuse me, the Notre Dame. And it's in Camp Randall. But,
right.
You know, I mean,
easy to get to.
I think the greatest thing, though, is how these games, you can see them, you know, because I get it. A lot of people may go out every Friday night and see John and Ted and see them up in the box, and it's local. You're going 10 minutes, 15 minutes. That's a trip. And, you know, do you want to take your kids out in the cold and the rain and stuff? I get it. But that you can sit at home on a Friday night and really, you know, support these kids. And, you know, it's also cool if they come home with a silver ball or a gold ball that you're out there when they're there.
Absolutely.
Oh, totally. And they get the escort coming back into town. Everybody gathers in a parking lot. Yeah, that's very, very a cool ceremony.
Those are the memories that I think it's awesome for high school sports.
Hope that happens.
You know, we wish the best on all these teams to bring home gold balls. Wrightstown brought home a silver, and there's no shame in that.
None whatsoever. We did their game this year against Luxembourg Casco.
Yep.
And it always is a good frame of reference, excuse me, when we do a game during the regular season and then they make it to the state finals because, you know, you've seen them with your own eyeballs instead of just reading about them or whatever. And that Wrightstown team was a really, really nice football team.
And John, I think if I remember right, I think they were 5-0 at that time or 4-0.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to, you know, they were supposed to kind of blow out Luxembourg. And
It was
actually a very close game.
Really close game. Down to the stretch.
Yeah. So it's
just shows how competitive it is.
And it also shows you where these teams, where they have to be late in the season. You know, again, right. we were talking games back in August and September. We're now on, you know, what is it, November
22nd.
22nd. You know what I mean?
That flies by so fast.
It does.
President Kennedy.
Was it you telling me that in some, what state was it? They're like just only starting the playoffs now or something? Was that you that told me? Okay,
so my buddy, in Georgia, they just started their playoffs last weekend.
Yeah, because remember, I
Todd, you told me too.
I produced those games in Georgia.
So I've
got a game tonight. Yep.
That's Todd that told me that too. That's right. It's both you guys talking about Georgia.
I think my buddy JP a couple years ago was, they went to the state championship in Atlanta, and I want to say it's like the 14th, 15th, 16th, somewhere in there.
Of December.
That's when they're taking championship.
They can go for a long time.
Yeah. So you got to work all the way.
And so I have not, I knew, they just got beat last week. That was their first week. I should follow up with them, though, because I don't know how the Hurricanes, so they have byes in their season, just like the NFL schedule.
Okay.
And I don't know, I know they got delayed with the Hurricane. So
yes.
I don't know how that affected
pushed
their season.
Back.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think only really by 1 week, but some teams had to, you know, play twice in a week and all that to kind of get caught up.
You know, I remember when Katrina hit and Eddie Lacy, the Packer fullback or running back, was a stud until he ate his way out of the league. I mean, let's just be honest. I was watching some highlights of him there. I mean, 250 pounds running people over and then outrunning them. And I mean, he could have been amazing. But anyway, he was living in New Orleans and the family's house was, you know, gone or whatever. And he was only like a freshman in high school and everything. But I guess their college guys had already had their, and it's like, you want to talk, they got displaced, but boy, were their areas saying, we got a place.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a freshman in high school. And I think it was even in Texas.
Welcome to so-and-so city.
Welcome to football in the South.
Yep.
Welcome to high school football in the South. Yeah. So
it's
Yeah. What else is going on this weekend, Mark?
Well, you talk about eating, though, gumbo and booyah.
Oh, yeah. I was wrong.
Okay. I was wrong. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know what I was
thinking. That's like telling my mom that ravioli and lasagna is the same.
Isn't a bratwurst and a hot dog the same?
I was going to say that, but I, okay, yes.
We don't have bratwurst, but we got some Oscar Mayer wieners. It's the same thing.
What's the difference?
There's no difference.
I do think that, you know, maybe you guys need to take this radio show and like once a month do like a cooking show somewhere.
We're having a couple chefs come on and give us some pointers on Thanksgiving things that are, because there's different casseroles, some traditional, you know, some relatively new. So talk to a friend of mine. He might, if he can, I know he's going to come on the show and talk to us about that. But you're right. A cooking show should be a little bit more visual. So it's a little tough here.
It is. I'm smirking because my own wife is, you know, being married into now an Italian family. We were invited after 12:15 on Thursday to my aunt's. The desserts will be served about 7 or 8 p.m. You know, there's a lot
of courses.
You have your soups, and then you have your appetizers, and then you have. By the way, you do have turkey, and I said, yeah, we do have turkey.
It's down the road, though, huh?
But it used to be longer when my grandma was alive. It was.
Are you the cook?
No. No, I can cook.
I mean, sometimes when you go and you help out,
that was a big thing. Also, I have an uncle who owned a restaurant, and I had an aunt. She loves hosting Thanksgiving. She didn't have very good knives, so I had an uncle who sharpened. Correct. He comes every year, sharpens them.
Totally.
Rest in peace. He's now passed away. Yeah. So. We'll have to make sure she gets sharpened knives.
What's the first thing you grab on the table and for a Thanksgiving meal?
The outside fork. I don't know.
Mine's a sweet potatoes.
Oh, that for the food.
I eat sweet potatoes I don't know why. Like no other time during the year. And when you got them there for Thanksgiving, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on the table. Remember Jay Leno? We used to talk about people go over to grandma's house and can I help you, grandma? Can I help you, grandma? You know, no, stay out of the kitchen. You know, sometimes they want total control. The pie, the turkey, everything, stay out of the kitchen. And then it's like, and then you sit down and have dinner. Grandma, this was really good. Well, I should think so. None of you lifted a finger.
They kick you out for
3 hours.
But you're right. Yeah, grandma ate.
Yeah,
stay out of her
deal.
Kitchen.
And she does that bean stuff, and it's just like, okay, mom, you got it.
Oh, that's fine.
My mom, their grandma.
That's for how did how many? Okay, at your house, when you were, let's say, 12 years old, how many people was your mom feeding at that meal?
When I was 12, it was only, there's just a family. There's, 15.
That's what I mean. So she
was that big. But now,
would it take two turkeys?
Yeah, she was great about it. You know what, John? There was always plenty of food. And she never complained.
And cooked for 15.
But what my mom did that my dad didn't like, and my mom was awesome, was if you didn't like something, she'd make you something else. And he's like, you shouldn't be doing that. But like, let's say you didn't like turkey, she would make the ham sandwich. She would do something else for you.
My mom finally relented on that for me.
Did your dad let her relent?
That was finally, our problem. After a couple
age
of years.
Age 35.
And I'll tell you what it was. Right. Todd would agree with me on this. The boiled dinners, the boiled cabbage with turnips. And
people
couldn't eat it.
I love that stuff.
It's my worst.
But when you get, like Johnny said, 14 people, there's probably a chance one of them doesn't like it. And instead of saying, well, eat something else or eat the croissants or whatever else is on the table. It's like she would make something different for them.
Yeah, my mom would not do that. You ate what was in front of you and you ate all of it.
It was years before my dad relented and allowed her to cook something else. Oh, man. I want to know the first person that boiled a turnip and ate it and said, This isn't bad.
Well, they seasoned it, John. It
I'm talking about like colonial days. They must have started. Okay, we'll get Pocahontas somebody.
Yeah, we'll get her on next.
You know what I mean? All right, we got to send her a break. Back after.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at oshkoshmuseum.org.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. I know the mayor, Todd from DePier, says, did Jim really say the quote, the outside fork, when asked what the first thing he grabbed at a Thanksgiving meal was? Well, outside fork?
That would mean to most people, that's the salad fork.
Well, but that's the first thing you grab. And John's like, the sweet potatoes. Just reach over the table. I didn't know he was talking food, Todd. Todd, that was a little weird. After I said that,
John just goes into the kitchen, though, and grabs the bread and starts eating away.
Actually, you know what my mind, when we were talking about that with the boiled meal that I just couldn't eat, what she finally started doing was boiling kudigi with it. And that's the Italian sausage thing.
Kudigi. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And even that at least gave everything else some flavor. So then I'd at least eat the potatoes and stuff. Right. Otherwise, it was so bland and just kind of...
I don't know.
So I would take a piece of bread with butter and the kudigi and just eat the potatoes. That was my meal. To this day, I cannot eat cabbage like that. Just can't.
Man, you're missing it. That's good. Well done.
By the way, Todd.
Yeah.
Todd, well, that music Patrick's you were just day. Playing.
Yeah, Susie Q.
So what does that remind you of? What movie?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now. Play it again, please. Play it again. And now, ladies and gentlemen, fellas, big welcome for Miss September. Apocalypse Now, when they were having the USO show with the Playboy Muddies, and they came out of the helicopter and started dancing and the whole thing. Remember that? Okay. One of the girls, one of the playmates, then she was the mom in Who's the Boss?
Oh, okay.
Mm. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
From boiled dinner to, okay, that's all right. That's all right. Hey, but this weekend, Mark,
Nikki's here. She does not look happy. I can't believe what you said about her this morning,
Jim. She got on me because I said about the spittoons.
Yeah. Hey, Nikki, I didn't know you're up that early. Why did you get up so early?
Come on, Nikki. What did
Come
I say?
On, sleep in.
What did I say?
I
love the light
would never. No.
Judith Light?
Judith Light,
yeah.
No.
That was her.
She's wholesome.
She was one of the Go-Go Girls. I know this. I know that movie.
Fine.
Wow.
Besides your football games, you going to the parade? We are in it.
I heard you guys are big time.
We are big time. We are getting the Sharpies. We're looking good. We might carry our own Sharpies because we're not there yet.
But you're going to carry your own Sharpies.
Yeah, because a lot of times you just go to the chief of staff and say, hey, this kid wants an autograph. But now we
got I got a feeling. I was watching a thing.
Is it hard to put the Sharpie in your pocket then for the next one that comes?
It might turn out like I was watching a thing with John Gruden when he was talking about in Philadelphia how rough the crowds were. Oh, she's got a Sharpie. Thank you.
Look at this. Now, this.
The Nikki chief of staff.
This is
the
awesome. Chief.
Thank you.
That's right what we would call this.
We got our Sharpie. That is exactly
and
what
Gruden
would.
Says he was.
Nikki, those will not make it to the
parade. No, those will get lost.
By tomorrow, it'll be like, soon. Did they give us any?
I thought you were going to hurt our feelings and say those will not get used.
Well, that too. But he said he was at an event like that, and somebody kept yelling, it's in Philadelphia, Gruden! Hey, John Gruden! Gruden! And the guy turns, hey, he goes, you suck!
We've all had that.
No, hey, you guys, the parade is awesome. It's
going to be great.
I'm actually, full disclosure, I'm not a deer hunter. Yeah. But I go up to deer camp.
Oh, you're one of those guys. That's nice.
I go up to camp. That's and so important. I make sure we take the get the guys home safe back to the camp. Yep. We take there's five of us that don't hunt, so we get them from the casino back.
And you cook.
And we cook.
Yeah, those, you always got to bring a good chefs.
It used to be pig.
Sparfankel? What was that called?
I'm trying to think what it is tonight. Maybe it's pig tonight, and then it's tomorrow night at steaks.
Oh, nice. That's, I actually brought up tenderloin.
Yep.
Yeah.
To our camp.
Yeah. I mean, that's half the fun. I don't do that.
John, did you get the 30-point buck?
No. No.
Did you get the 10-point buck?
I saw one. I showed you the view out of my
It was on a vehicle on the way home on a car.
I blame Ted Stefaniak because he gave me his binoculars that I use all season long. There's my view, okay?
Yeah.
Out of the deer blind. And I'll show you when I get it closer. There actually is a deer in the background there. See him feeding?
Doesn't that look like a bush?
Yeah.
But it's a doe.
Okay.
Yes.
No, hey, the other thing that's going on, I just want to give a plug this antiquarian sale out at Rock Garden. They were in here. We had them on this week. You want to get some cool Christmas gifts? 25 vendors selling like antiques.
Oh, very cool.
Cufflinks, stuff, cut glass, crystal. So I'm heading out there after the parade.
Well, I am
John,
too.
My son
okay,
with
I got the
I don't want to miss it. I need some antique cufflinks. Mine are too new.
They have, I think.
When's the last time you wore cufflinks? I don't know if I ever did.
I can't say I ever have.
Maybe when I wear cuffs for a charity event or something. Yeah.
They used to be given away as, a cool gift item, but.
Oh, they don't give cufflinks away. Cufflinks are expensive. Yeah.
You know what I've got? Do you remember?
Get some friends.
I'd like to need your friends. But, yeah.
You know what you never see anymore is the tie.
Pin?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know, I've got one, and I would love to know the history. It's shape of a football, and it says Packers World Champions 1962.
Well, it's all there. What do you mean you have to know the history of it? They gave those out in 1962.
But were those given to the team? Were those given to the players? No. Those given to the coaches? There's got to be some historical significance.
Well, when you put it on eBay, of course.
What do you mean? Well, then people will know. But I'd love to know the value of that.
Yeah.
I would love to know the value of that. I've never seen one anywhere else ever.
That's cool.
I know. It could be worth $1,000.
There's a lot of Green Bay cufflinks out there, a lot.
Yeah, I know. But this, I think, Vince Lombardi gave to the players or the coaches. Just like he gave the wives all those mink fur things. Yeah.
I think that was Vince Lombardi's tie pin.
It may have been.
That's what I think.
It's got put it on the back. I saw where somebody carved in VL. Just being honest here.
Anyway. Yeah. Yes,
Does it look like these, John?
No. Keep looking.
That's what happens when you Google things.
Yeah, I know. Keep looking.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll try to find it. So Mark, one last quick question for you here. We were talking about the football players taking some time off.
Yeah.
I know a lot of them want to gym, but you're a firm, but even at that age, you just got to kick back sometime, don't you?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I was out walking the other night, and I'll admit, I listened to a podcast of some people I consider around here. They're local people that talk about, get back in the weight room and stuff like that and leaving it up to the kids. I understand that point, and especially like if you're young, if you were a freshman and you were done a month ago, you should be able to get back in.
Right.
But, it's one of those things. These guys have been going since like August 6th, and now it's November 22nd. So if you even lost last week, I hope that you took off this week, because if you are now going to go into basketball or if you are going to go into an off season, let your body heal. Take care of your body. Trust me, no NFL ball player is finishing the Super Bowl and on Monday they're not jumping back in and trying to do everything. It just doesn't happen. So take the time off.
Sounds good. Mark Houston, I think you should take some time off.
I'll take a couple this weekend off.
Nice. Thanks for all the great things you've done during football season for us, man. Problem. And really enjoyed on those Friday nights up there with you.
Yep.
Thanks so much. Not the greatest stat man, though. Your handwriting needs so much work. Back with Brian Mills, Tim Marquardt, right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Did you know that more than 50% of the global population considers themselves lactose intolerant? Boy, that's a lot of potential dairy customers. I'm PM Yonke with a quick check-in on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Now, a researcher at UW River Falls focused on trying to create ice cream that lactose intolerant customers can enjoy. Details next.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Dr. Grace Lewis is a researcher at UW River Falls focused on trying to create an ice cream that lactose intolerant consumers can enjoy.
Yeah, so this enzyme has to have some time to work to break down lactose, and it also, again, operates more favorably under certain conditions. So you add this enzyme in, you have to have a specific vat to store the ice cream mix as the lactose is being broken down. And when lactose is broken down, it's broken down into glucose and galactose, two sugars. And these things are sweeter than lactose is originally, as well as with two small molecules produced, it depresses the freezing point more. So the ice cream mix behaves a little bit differently. And again, it's an education point for me, where how can we teach processors about these differences and how to formulate to make the ice cream behave as normal.
Dr. Grace Lewis up at UW River Falls, a food scientist trying to create an ice cream that lactose intolerant consumers can enjoy. She says their formulations currently don't change the flavor of the ice cream. And in fact, they found out with the enzyme process, this ice cream melts slower than normal ice cream. They're not sure why, just a pleasant surprise.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. And 10 schools are picking up $500 grants from the Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom program to enhance their ag education materials. Those classrooms include Reidsville, Portage, Wisconsin Dells, Verona, Manawa, Glenwood City, Viroqua, Argyle, Clayton, and Athens. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 45 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a little more sunshine in the afternoon. 42 the high, then on Sunday, cloudy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Donald Trump has picked his new candidate for U.S. Attorney General, Pam Bondi, a former lobbyist for Qatar. Will she last longer than a Gates?
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Very special thanks to Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. They have just been so phenomenal during this entire football season, and just great to have them on the sidelines at sporting events throughout the state of Wisconsin. And just his wisdom and his advice is really great. Well, joining us now, a couple of guys that are very instrumental in high school sports being what it is and surviving, to be honest with you. And I'm not trying to sound overly whatever there, but I'm telling you, this is at a point one time where it was critical. Brian Miltz and Tim Marquardt, school officiating update. And we were talking one of the last times how you guys were trying to encourage people, come on, get involved. Do even freshman games and things like that. And you know, Ted and I even commented on this. They need some new blood because some of these crews, God bless those guys, they're out there on Friday nights and they're not, you know, they're not spring chicks anymore, if you know what I mean.
We were lucky to have some nice warm weather this year, yes. You had mentioned before, so hopefully that keeps some crews in another year going on. So,
but definitely the average age of our officials has climbed and is, you know, not looking to go down anytime soon, but we can use new youth and get them going.
I mean, it's guys in their 60s.
Yeah.
Like many things, though, fire department, police department. I mean, you're seeing a whole bunch of people that are going to be, you know, retiring. How did that work, though? You talked last, I don't know, it wasn't that long ago, 6 months ago you were here, and I think you guys are putting on a pretty big push to get people in, help train them. And I think, you know, sometimes I think people can be a little bit intimidated by officiating, and you have good training programs. Is it getting better?
I think our training is getting better. I think we're, you know, as a local association, we're doing a good job of getting officials, people who want to try it, get them in, good. And try and get them experience. You know, Brian does our non-varsity football assigning, and we use that process to make sure that that person gets on the field with, you know, three other experienced people doing a JV game. Because that's where you want to make your mistakes. That's where you want to get your memory, your muscle memory on how to make a call, where to be in position. So it's a very developmental process when we can do it that way.
You know what I'm still amazed at? These guys, NFL, college, high school, it's all the same in this way, okay? All these guys can be right in the center of the action and not get run over more.
No. We were with my varsity crew. We were very happy that our umpire, this was the first year where he wasn't taken out.
Oh, so no kidding.
We've got some great video of him going over his heels and the hat coming off and stuff. So that's
how's your reach to women? I mean, that's
terrible.
Really? Yeah. That's so big now.
It's kind of big on. I was just going to pick up on that. I thought you were going to say, oh, it's a lot better now because of the national.
I wish we really only have like one or two women in our.
Really?
In our 191, I think we have now in our association, and only a few women.
Well, the lady from DePere, I know. I remember she did a state boys basketball game, didn't she, a few years ago?
There has been some really...
And she was the first one ever, I believe.
Yeah, and there's been some really good women come from our area.
Yeah.
But actually, several of them have advanced beyond our area because they're that good. They're doing college-level stuff, and so... In the Green Bay area, we've had a few really good young women get started and have advanced very well.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
And we do get some, but not nearly enough. A really poor breakdown. So a real quick example, I had an AD from a school contact us. They're going to have a girls' youth basketball night. And they thought, hey, it'd be really neat to put together a varsity crew of women officials. We're having trouble coming up with three women officials to do a varsity basketball game in this area.
Wow.
We got it. We're getting it figured out. But, you know.
And the way you're going to get more is if they see themselves there.
Right.
So to have you guys do it you're nice guys, you're great officiators. But, I want to go back to when we were recruiting, you know, and half the world are women, right? And that's a market that we have to get at because some of these traditional things, you know, especially DPW, police, fire. And the way you're going to connect with that is if you have the women telling them about it, not you guys.
There.
Right. They see themselves there. So, wow, that's I'm surprised by that. I guess I'm a little disappointed
I'm hoping exposures like this help us, you know, appeal to somebody who's willing to try.
They're on the sidelines. They're coaching. They're trainers. Yeah. I mean, you see more and more of that. I got some friends who are doing that. But, wow.
It's advancing. And we do have some. And we have got some that in the lower levels that do stuff, which is, you know, a great start, but we need more.
Why don't you really upset the apple cart and pay them more than you pay men?
If I thought that would
talk to one of your guests coming on later about, you know, rates of pay and stuff for the district.
Okay, all right, we'll get them.
With it. The other great thing is that, you know, the GBOA, we're just wrapping up football season right now, but we also represent basketball officials, and we have volleyball officials, and we have baseball and softball, and that's it. I'm looking, we don't do track yet, or we don't try. We don't have our track members, but there's a lot of sports that are played in this area that are outside of football, and we have a some strong college programs that we would love to have. You know, UWGB women's and men's basketball players, once they're out of school, we'll take them on. We'll get them to officiate. We have a couple strong officials in the area there, former GB students in St. Norbert.
It's almost the same as with Mark Houston. We talk about this all the time. A lot of the young people they have going into sports medicine were former athletes who were injured and got firsthand, you know, hands on whatnot. And it's like, hey, this is a pretty cool profession. I like what you do. And you'd think it'd be the same with officiating. You know, at least that would be the, you know, the training ground almost to get them involved.
And a lot of the women that we have had have been former athletes, you know, that come back into the sport in that way. And, you know, it's a great, no different than the men. I mean, a lot of guys, you know, played at some level and come back.
And Tim, I like what you said about you're not out there alone. I think some people, it's like, oh, do I, you know, like teaching is tough because you are out there alone. It's not like they send three other teachers in your classroom with you. And I think with officiating, you know, maybe you can be a little slower and look over and, okay, I don't know. I don't officiate. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, but I mean, we have an ability, especially in the association, we hook you up with a mentor.
Right.
Somebody that can talk to you, you know, obviously not every minute of the game, but, you know, they'll take you on a game. Let's go do a sixth grade tournament game on Saturday, and I'll help you, because that's a safer place for you to make a mistake, obviously, than stepping on a varsity court. So that's the advantage of an association, is that it's a group of officials. We're nothing more than a group of officials trying to help get and grow officials to be better, and thereby making ourselves better.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
Well, I was just going to ask. There's a few industries that are lacking the youth, and a lot of times it's a relative. I mean, these guys talk to their kids, their grandkids, their uncles, or I mean, their nephews.
Yeah, our most successful recruiting effort is similar to anything else, where it's people that we know.
Right.
We know that they're going to have the proper, you know, mindset to do it. You're going to be familiar with it. They're friends of yours, and to get them into officiating, it's another way to hang out with a group of people that you get along with, and then that just kind of extends itself. So you meet other officials, and you say, okay, this guy might be a good person, or this person over here might be a great official, just by seeing how they carry themselves and their interest in the game. The other thing is, it's, you know, similar to what you're doing with the shelter, and Mino, you've been doing for years with the veterans. It's just another area for us to give back to our communities. So wherever your strength is, you're able to kick back to the area and help these kids out in athletics or after school activities, or just, you know, provide positive role models there and something for them to use their energy. And it builds up our community with it. So
we're talking with Brian Mills, Tim Marquardt, Green Bay Officials Association, trying to recruit some new members to get involved.
Hey, what about the novice? I teach at NWTC, and, you know, I tell all my students, I teach business classes, but you got to have a side hustle. A little bit for the money, but a lot of it for the connections. You know, I just think
connections, you get a little exercise.
What I wanted to ask with Tim was, what if they just played some intramural stuff? They weren't really deep into it like you guys were.
I've done basketball. I don't do high school just because of the scheduling with football and, you know, with where my kids are. And I quit basketball in seventh grade. So, you know, you can still pick up officiating.
All right. I might mention that next time. I didn't really.
It's a learnable skill. I mean, obviously, you know, interest is going to make it easier. If you're not interested, it's going to be hard to engage. But all of it's learnable. And I thought I knew, because I coached my kids, you know, my kids played and I coached, and I thought I knew the rules. And as an official, I now realize how little I knew. But
I think what's in my point that I'm going to make to them is that if you're interested, and I think that's number one, if you're interested in, I think some people might think, well, I don't have the skill set. But you can teach that. Sometimes people, believe it or not, say that about politics. Like, I don't know anything about it. I said, well, neither is anybody in it. You know, I mean, but guys teach that, and they can learn how to coach, and you start them at, like you said, sixth, seventh, eighth grade, where it maybe isn't as
side hustle is a good, it's an advocation. It's not, you know, you're not going to make your income on it, but you're going to get a little income. And you have control as an official over your schedule. One of the challenges, so ex-coaches, folks who have coached for a while, a lot of times I'll use the term fall back into officiating, because I don't have to be there every day. I can, if I want to work two games a week, I can work two games a week. I want to work six games a week, I can probably find them now. So,
and we've had people on here, and it's no mystery, but to live a quality life, you want to have some social connections. You know, there's Optimist Club, there's Kiwanis, there's a lot of organizations, but just I think that would be great for someone to meet people, and you guys are super nice people.
The national survey of officials, they had a survey that did 37,000 officials nationally, and the number one highest ranked reason why folks are in and stay in officiating is the camaraderie.
Right.
You know, I've seen examples like if I went through my phone and my phone's list, you know, probably 85% of the people in there I've known via officiating, or, you know, sometimes it's work, sometimes it's, but it definitely drives a lot of relationships.
Well, and not only that, because I mean, I see the guys pull up a lot of times. You don't have four or five guys getting out of the same car.
You should see the van that's out there. He's got the best ride in Green Bay for the official cruise on there. So
when we would travel together, it'd be called the clown car.
But you know, another thing with those guys, I've talked to some of them. I mean, you want to talk about the post game revelry, getting together. And that's a big part of it. And I just talked to one of the gentlemen. In fact, I'm going to show you the name in a little bit. I don't want to say anything. But his wife told me, she said, I'll tell you what. He so looked forward to that for the after game, getting together, talking about the game, doing whatever. They built up, you know, they'd go to different towns they hadn't been before and stop in at some little local bar or, you
Best
know,
hamburger was in Manawa, and there is no way I would have been in.
You texted me that one. You texted me, your game is a lot better than mine, but man, I'm getting a hamburger at the
burger
Bologna.
Was fantastic in Manawa.
So I mean, that's part of it.
Yep.
That
small town USA.
Absolutely.
And I think that can be the calling card for that. You know, like you said, I don't know. I think it's great because you guys need officiating, but, you know, it's really not a labor of love. I mean, you can really build some friendships and have good.
And you can make some pretty good money.
Yeah. It's, again, you're not going to pay your home mortgage off, you know, with a officiating a few times a week. But there's some money to be made there.
When COVID was going on and we lost football season and ended up doing a half spring season,
I hated that part.
The games were fun. I mean, like, we ended up doing a game in the local area where from the start of the day till 4 o'clock, the team switched seven times who was going to be able to play that. So you knew they weren't watching film. And it was a team coming up from Milwaukee and playing in the area, and they you know, had no idea where they were. But I missed the socialization with my other officials. You know, so just like where we were getting hit with everything else, hanging out with my guys on my crew it was disappointing to miss them. So
Well, anyway, Brian Mills, awesome. Tim Marquardt, Green Bay Officials Association, thank you guys for what you do. And those Friday nights, they're special, and high school basketball and wrestling and everything else is coming up. And we wouldn't have those sports if it wasn't for people like you that say, hey, I'll step up and I'll help out with this.
If you're interested in baseball, softball, basketball, let us know. We'll put you in contact with them.
Tell me what it is, you guys, because I do think there's people listening that might want to just talk to you, maybe not commit, but...
GBOA.org is our website. You can join there. You can read about, you know, our organization, what we do. And, of course, the WIAAWI.org is the WIA's website. They have, you know, a whole section about how to join as officials and the outline of what to do, how to get started, things like that. But an association helps make it a more personal level.
Yeah, the local connection will help out. So
I would love to do that. I'm not qualified.
You want to learn how to do lacrosse? We've got some friends that are doing it. We don't do it.
I've only been there twice. So.
You know who's turned out to be a phenomenal, a great career is Roethlisberger.
Yeah. He's a member, yeah.
Chad.
He helps us out.
Yeah, we did their first game, or he did our first game, Preble and Oshkosh West. But he's big time in hockey, isn't he?
Yeah, he's D1. D1 college hockey. Big time.
I mean, like, he'll be at, like, University of Minnesota against Michigan and stuff. Yeah. I mean, and he's got a good presence about him.
Yeah. He's,
you know?
Well, I mean, I think his media experience has certainly played into his ability to carry himself on the playing surfaces.
Yeah. We have a couple officials that were former in the media, and it does help with the sideline presence and the communication skills and stuff. So
I can tell you one last quick thing. Last two games, I think Ted and I did, there were close calls in regards to somebody having his feet down. Another one's on an interception. And both times we weren't sure, and we watched the replay and the refs had it right. And it's like, that's pretty cool. And I'm glad we had the replay to show that they absolutely had it right.
We don't get to use that, and that's okay for high school. But like you say, it's appreciated that we get people in the right position and they're looking for what they got to look for.
Outstanding. Brian Mills, Tim Marquardt, keep it going. Give that website one more time, please.
GBOA.org.
Fantastic.
All right.
Thanks for keeping it alive, fellas.
Side hustle.
Thanks, Ben.
Back right after this.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation. WISS.
Keep the elements out of your home with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We had howling wind coming through. The rooms were freezing. We were very apprehensive about changing them because we were worried about losing the charm of the home. We went with Pella because we knew that they had an amazing reputation. We knew that they were going to have the windows that would look like they've been there forever, but with all the functionality that a window should have.
Order from Pella today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Isn't that interesting? Officiating, I think those of you who would like to get outside, or inside, I guess, help the youth.
And
learn
Dennis,
a little bit.
Dennis is sitting here. He goes, I used to officiate. Now I'm interested in it. So they're talking about it.
Oh,
see,
that's awesome.
What it's about.
I think that's cool. And I will tell you, I always talk to students about a side hustle. And look, I would never say that, look, this is your career path. Of course, I guess it could turn into something. But, I mean, you want to give back and get paid at the same time. That's pretty good
the
gig.
The first thing
and,
I was an umpire one summer.
And most, I just want to say that. He didn't say you have to know it, but it'd be nice if you played
sports right?
and knew some of that. And most of
you
the students I have.
You don't want me officiating.
Right? I was really looking at me. Yeah, you've met some of the students. They all played sports, and I think I'm going to talk to them about that. I hope they can get two or three out of it.
You know what discouraged me from doing that? When I was a junior in high school, I got the job. I had to get to the softball field early. It was when women's slow pitch softball was just starting. Mm-hmm. So I had to chalk the lines, do the whole thing, get the balls, everything. And then I was the umpire behind the plate. Okay. Well, that's when it was like the first year. So nobody really knew exactly what a strike should be or not. Except me. I got into so many, to one point where one of their managers trying to be a big guy, whatever, challenged me to go up behind the bleachers after the game.
And you just let that roll off your back. You don't.
Completely.
Did you bring a gun?
And so anyway, but that like discouraged me because there was so much, these women were just going, what's the matter with you? That shouldn't be a strike. They didn't know the rules either.
Right. I would think, I haven't talked to those guys, but that's got to be part of the training.
Yes. With that.
Walking away or whatever they do. They don't really walk away, but they.
Right.
You're not going to spend the rest of the game, because if you both think you're so right, you got to end it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You say to him, could we just agree to disagree?
That's exactly what I said.
Right, yeah. I'm thinking of both of you guys.
I'm sure
right
John
now.
Said that.
It's like that song. Wasn't there a song? It was written by the guy from Manitowoc. Made a lot of money of that. We just disagree.
Dave Mason.
Dave Mason.
Dave Mason.
Right, that's right, from Manitowoc.
Hey, can't we just both disagree, get along as friends? Just
Kumbaya.
Have a nice day.
Kumbaya. We're here Kumbaya. For the kids. We're here
Kumbaya.
For the kids.
And
I can see both of you guys not being that person.
No, and I think that's a good decision you made not to pursue that career.
Yeah.
So you did it 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim would want to do it, but only for the striped shirt and the whistle.
Oh, that would be cool. I'd get there super early and hang around after. I'd bring my Sharpie.
Let me tell you what that would do. Let me tell you, because I even brought this up on the broadcast late night of the Wisconsin Herd game to Ryan. I said, have you noticed how all these officials now are so in such shape?
Oh, I know.
Who was the first one years ago? Remember, he would wear the ultra tight shirt. But now, like even that game last night, every guy was like a physical specimen.
And UWGB basketball, which, you know, I go to, we were there Tuesday night. Those dudes, and they're sprinting. Rip. They don't just stand there. They sprint down to the...
And it used to be guys with the big pot bellies right. and kind of...
Well, that was our high school.
Our era, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I was thinking this, if he did, that would finally be the encouragement for him to just get in serious shape.
That you
have
to.
Wear the tightest shirt.
The only thing... That's awesome. Look,
Ed Hockley.
Oh, it's Ed.
Thank you,
Ed
Dennis.
Hockley, yeah.
Ed
that
Hockley.
Does look a little bit like...
You.
No, it looks more like Dennis.
All right. Yeah, we got to talk to Dennis. Dennis, come on, jump in.
Dennis, you got to... So as we get into the New Year's resolutions, you got to sign up and explore. You don't have to commit, but you have to give a call to this GBOA.org and look at officiating.
And get back. So you were an official. What sports?
I did baseball, softball, football, basketball.
Baseball is a little easier in terms of like basketball. You're running up and down that court, and football you could.
Yeah.
If baseball, though, is a little chill.
Well, if you're like the second base umpire type thing. If you're behind the plate, it can be, you know, whatever.
I'm talking about getting in shape.
Got it.
And baseball, you can kind of maybe not be in good
I'll tell you what, shape. I did a lot of one-man modified softball stuff back in the day. And when you'd work, you know, for like the city or whatever, and you do like four games a night.
Mm-hmm.
You, honest to Pete, run 6-7 miles.
Oh, I believe it.
I absolutely believe that. I track that on my
like what's the old saying in baseball? It's two guys playing catch and everybody else scratching themselves.
I was not aware of that.
You never heard that?
Yeah, heard it here first.
Actually, I've heard that.
Like you said, we need more women.
Oh, they scratch.
You have to change what you wear for that.
So. Absolutely. Right. My man, Dennis Peters, vocalist, the glam band in the house. You can stick around. We've got one of my all-time favorite Packers, even though he didn't have a super long career, but he made an impact, and now he's making an amazing impact in the community. Dexter McNabb, Football Friday. Burkle's one block over. You know, you talk about a presence. You go, if you get called to the principal's office and you got Dexter McNabb at 250 pounds of solid muscle sitting there, that's a presence.
Words not be said.
Hey, but you know what? Even though he does, and you're right, and Sister Jacinta was pretty intimidating at Holy Family.
We had Mr. Dominic Giardi. Trust me.
I think the title keeps him up there. But yeah, Dexter's. But he's got his unbelievable rapport with the kids.
Unbelievable. He's fantastic.
He is really, really good with
the
students.
I can't wait to hear his story of how he matriculated into... Into higher education.
And he's good at
and sticking around here. He's from Florida.
Yeah, right.
You know, you think, these winters are a little...
Right. Well,
and especially play at the University of Florida, so their alumni association. He probably could have gotten a job anywhere around that area.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely we will. All right, we got to start a quick race. Dennis from the Glam Band is in the house. Dexter McNabb coming up on Burkle's One Block Over. We have our music segment with Dennis coming up. Banda Los Locales. From the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Did I hit it?
Bingo.
Give me something, brother.
Hell yeah.
Todd, you have yesterday's thing.
I'll work on it.
Oh, thank you.
House. I like laying a stack. That's a fact. I ain't holding nothing back. Ow, she's a brat. House. Well, put together, everybody knows. This is how the story goes.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's new pick for